Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. We are going to be talking about Magical Engineer Frank, and I have a good show.
Yes, we do.
Great show. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. And what is wrong with my printer, Frank? It's blinking at me. Oh, I'll have to figure it out at the break. I will. I definitely will. I won't let you down. All right. We're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, what goes into those synthetic vitamins. You know, we've been talking a little bit about the synthetic marketplace with the vitamins and the, you know, the nutraceuticals and stuff, but now we're going to find out how they make them, what's in them. You're popping them in your mouth. You got to know what's in them. Also, we're going to be talking about the human organ marketplace, and we'll see how much time we have left over, plus our quack report to hit some other things. But let's just say big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer. I hope you are too. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. We need God's hand on us. So I did bring my devotional, and this is food for thought. You know, even I got to slow down and take it easy and, you know, just, they say, you know, smell the flowers and all that stuff. But no, it's more than that. It's slow down, talk to God, and listen to him. Okay, so today's devotional is from Colossians 2 and Isaiah 33. It goes like this. Approach each day as a new day with desire to find me before you get out of bed. I have already been working to prepare the path that will get you through this day. There are hidden treasures strategically placed along the way. Some of the treasures are trials designed to shake you from the earth's shackles. Others are blessings that reveal my presence, like sunflowers and birds and friendships and answers to prayer. I have not abandoned this sin-wrecked world. I'm still richly present in it. So search for the deep treasure as you go through this day. You're going to find me along the way. You know, that's the point. God is the treasure. And I hope you're finding the way. Seek the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Well, the quack report is, thanks, Frank. The quack report is a bit slim tonight. Rushed for time today, folks. I mean, we have in our big Memorial Day celebration at Apothecary, so we were a little busy today. So, but I do have this one little tidbit to share. Ohio coroners, you know, the medical examiners, they said they're running out of room, where they don't have room to put any more of these bodies. And they say it's all because of the opioid epidemic. Yep, Dayton, Ohio, the coroner's office there says they run out of space for dead bodies due to the opioids. So Montgomery County, they have, he says that we got 13 bodies yesterday and we got 12 today, and all of them were overdoses. Now that just blew me away. You know, Dr. Kent Hashbarger says that they've already expanded their cooler from 36 to 42. But he says if this pace continues, we're just going to have to get some extra coolers somewhere. He said in February, the office ran out of space, again, because of opioid overdoses. And they had to go to funeral homes for their overflow, ask them to, you know, put the bodies there. They said, I'm looking at 2,900 autopsies and 2,000 of them are overdoses. So office reportedly handled about 2,000 autopsies in just 2016. So they are way ahead of schedule on their volume. And so that's, you know, the painkillers. And who makes the painkillers? Let's say it all together. The pharmaceutical industry and modern medical science distributes them. So there you go. And that wraps the quack report. All right. Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about what goes into your synthetic vitamins. I bet you got some on your kitchen counter. Maybe it's in your desk drawer. All right, but, you know, two-thirds of America got one of them things hanging around. Consumers are aware that the store shelf's kind of full with synthetic vitamins. Most people are waking up to that. And most of them are made, these synthetic vitamins are made from pharmaceutical companies or the giant private label manufacturers. So any manufacturer who wants to jump into the supplement bandwagon just has to get, they get instant approval by using the FDA supplement monograph, which is pretty much a recipe book. So by using the guidelines set out by the FDA on how to make supplements, they can make their own brand or private label for other companies. So what's in the artificial supplements other than chemicals used to fortify breakfast cereal? We're going to find out. First, we're going to go to New Jersey because that's where the vitamins are. That's right. the folks at Channel 4 at Food Underwrapped, they had a show and they went to New Jersey to visit the nation's largest manufacturer of supplements called IVC Industries. So they reported that the capsuled vitamins were all made from synthetic petrochemical ingredients. No surprise there. But these are chemicals that attempt to mimic the original sources of nutrients. So what surprised the news crew is that in order for large amounts of vitamin supplements to be made, there has to be a process where the synthetic ingredients are fermented. So they're making volume, large volume, so they have to ferment things. And but guess what? That's what they did with the first antibiotic. They fermented it. So how exactly is this fermentation accomplished? Well, according to Nick Bennett, he's the head of the IVC Industries product development, he says, we take glucose syrup and we mix it with various bacteria. You heard me. I didn't misspeak. You heard me correctly. Glucose syrup and bacteria. And Mr. Bennett says this is how they get various B vitamins, and by picking out the type of fermented bacteria they want. Now, most of the 13 vitamins supposed to be in your average multivitamin are essentially bacterial waste products. Doesn't that sound yummy? Well, Bennett stated that the American diet is so deficient that he says that Americans rely on vitamin supplements to fill the gaps. But it's not nutrition that they're selling. And studies are suggesting two-thirds of adults, that's 65%, take vitamin supplements, and a majority buy the private labeled garbage made from the petrobacteria. I'm sorry, I'm giving it real today. Every day I give it real, but this is just really gross. I just can't even imagine eating one. Well, maybe that's why those B vitamins, when you open a jar of those, they stink like that. They really just want to turn your stomach, you know. All right, let's talk about the vitamins or the painkillers. Because financial experts are stating that in the UK, the supplement market is worth £1 billion, which is 1.5 billion US dollars. But consumers in the UK are spending more money annually on the synthetic vitamins than on their painkillers. Not over here. The people are buying the painkillers and going to the morgue. Well, the U.S. In the U.S., Americans are spending $17 billion every year on supplements. However, health experts are beginning to see that a majority of the supplements are of little value, and consumers are often deceived about the quality of supplements. Now, Dr. Joseph McCullough, he reported that synthetic manufacturers of the supplements are not claiming their fake, or are claiming their fake nutrients are whole foods. They're now claiming that. So most people, if you put a plate of full of glucose and bacteria in front of them, they're not going to eat that. But if you put it in a chewy gummy with some dye and flavoring, oh, yum, yum, then, you know, they're none the wiser. Right on. So be aware of that. They are now claiming that their stuff is whole food, just so you buy it. Now, what are whole foods? Well, whole foods are unrefined. An example is white flour is refined while whole grains are unrefined. So refined foods have the nutrition processed out of them because nutrients have this limited shelf life issue. Makes things go bad quickly, so they remove it. Now, likewise, most vitamin supplements are considered highly refined and have no whole food nutrition in them. And studies have shown that refined foods create metabolic imbalance, and if it's not corrected, offers the pathway to disease. Now, most of the supplements in your retail stores are isolated chemicals marketed as nutrients, and nutrition really is a complex chemistry. So an isolated chemicals that resemble, let's say, for instance, vitamin C, the ascorbic acid, that just represents a part of the nutrient that we all take for granted in oranges, lemons, and limes. So the problem is that, you know, science is incapable of creating life. Yep, science can't do that. Only God can. That's right. All right, let me read you this quote. Carlton Nutrition, they say, most do not know that legally a vitamin can be marketed as a natural whole food product as long as it contains just 10% natural plant-derived ingredients. The other 90% are synthetically made lab chemicals. An example is the popular nutraceutical products. End of quote. We covered that the other day. All right. Well, let's look at what happens when you have a body full of fermented bacteria, the synthetic kind. So what happens when we ingest a lot of synthetic vitamin supplements? Well, research reports that the human body treats these agents differently than if we eat foods. So the body essentially is reacting to a drug because that is what drugs are made from, petrosynthetics. So if you wondered why, when you take a synthetic vitamin and it turns your urine this bright fluorescent yellow, it is because these vitamins are really not nutrients. These supplements produce foreign substances inside your body called xenobiotics. However, when you use food-based supplements, the body reacts to them as if they had the whole food. So when you get this balanced complex chemistry of nutrition, but with synthetic vitamins, you get these isolated foreign substances. So totally different animal. And then what about it? What about the people? Man, I get this all the time from folks. They'll buy a bottle of something at, I don't know, one of them big box nutritional stores. And I hear this from people again, over and over again. They brought this supplement home, and they used it, and they felt like it was working. So they went and got a second bottle, and then they said it stopped working. So you know why? It's those pesky isolated lab chemicals made from the glucose and the bacteria that do not have the complex chemistry of other foods that contain the vitamins and minerals that are essential for the body to utilize it. So once your body supplies all the missing nutrients that's not in your synthetic vitamin, then the product doesn't work anymore because there's no more supplement to balance. And what essentially happens is instead of fortifying your body with a supplement, you've actually depleted your nutrient store trying to assimilate this foreign substance that attempts to masquerade as a vitamin. Yeah. So, you know, you got this complex chemistry and, you know, let's say you got vitamin C, ascorbic acid, but you got all these other elements that go with the vitamin C in your whole foods and they're not there in that synthetic thing. And so your body's saying, well, where's the other parts? Let's see if we have any around. And if you have some stored in your cells, then the body will use that in an attempt to use your ascorbic acid that is manufactured in China. And so when you run out of all those other buffer alkaloids, peptides, amino acids, and other nutrients to try to use your supplement, then that's why it quits working. Yep, worked for a little bit, then it didn't. Let me read you this quote from Judith DeCava. She's a nutritionalist. She says, separating the group of compounds in a vitamin complex converts it from a physiological biochemical that's active and it's a micronutrient into a disabled chemical of little or no value to living cells. End of quote. And, you know, what about those supplement facts, right? Right? On your product, you know, hey, I got this product. Here's the supplement facts. And it says right here, my folate comes from broccoli. Says it right there. Yeah, let's talk about that. The new nutrient labels on vitamins are confusing customers. They read the supplement facts panel, and they read it like their folate came from broccoli. But the sleight of hand in the supplement industry is that they use isolated folate in order to standardize the nutrient. So they use what is called USP sources that are isolated without the complex chemistry that you get in your whole food or your whole stalk of broccoli. So when you look at your nutrient facts list and you see, you know, sunflower seeds, that's your vitamin E, which is mixed tocopherols or organic brown rice, and it really sounds good. It really does. Or ascorbic acid from organic orange. That sounds great too. And your vitamin A, your beta-carotene, it came from a carrot. Awesome. I'm going to buy this, right? Because it looks really healthy. All right, but that's just 10% of the real food you're looking at there in that whole vitamin. The rest is all synthetic. Well, let's look at what Dr. Mercola's basics are. He says, Dr. Mercola tells his patients to keep things simple and remember the basics. He says, you know, keep your lifestyle healthy, you know, have a good, simple diet, get regular exercise, he says, detox to stay ahead, yeah, to stay healthy, relax and don't stress, good advice, and healthy spiritual life, he says, make sure you have that. I agree with that plan, but to that plan I would add, give more than you receive. Talk to God every day. Immune boost as needed. And if you're using supplements, make sure they're truly whole food. Please. Yeah, do that. Well, you know, people say, well, where do I get those whole food? I thought I had whole food. Now I know I don't have whole food, and it really ticks me off. So where do I get whole food? Well, you call the apothecary. That's what you do. You call apothecary. You know, the apothecary of the Bible made the anointing oils, a very prestigious position. Guess who appointed the apothecary? Hey, Frank, do you know? It's a biblical question. I wonder if you know. Who appointed the apothecary to make anointing oils? Do you know? He's thinking. Take your time, Frank. The priests, no. You want to try again? When you say opioids, do they mean heroin or, no, we're talking about prescription painkillers, Frank. That's what I meant in the quack report. Sorry. Now, who appointed the apothecary to make the anointing oils was God. Just like he selected King David and, you know, and Solomon and all these, he is the one in the biblical times selected the apothecary to make the anointing oils. Not all the apothecaries made anointing oils because the recipe for the anointing oil was not shared. Okay, it was kind of like a guarded secret by God and whoever he appointed. So you just can't run out there and throw a bunch of herbs together to make anointing oils, because then you're in the area of danger there, because that's, you know, God's privilege to appoint. So anyway, I just thought that was interesting. But the apothecary today makes your whole food supplements, your immune boosting formulas, your organ cleanses. So you might want to give the apothecary a call. Call Apothecary Herbs and get a free catalog. They'll send you one in the mail. You can go on their website and download it if you want. So what they deal with is the real whole food supplements. And you're going to find out what real whole food supplements can do for you. We've heard from our customers, it was a game changer. It is, because the body has all this complex, balanced nutrition that it can use. It's amazing, the difference. It's almost like the difference when you find real salt, not processed salt. Big difference there, too. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs have the real salt that doesn't give you hypertension. So give them a call. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. thepowerherbs.com, because, you know, if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. Hey, don't forget, it's their big Memorial Day celebration. Yep, want to honor our men and women that have served. And so it's 20% off orders of $50 or more now through Monday. So Monday at midnight, the sale ends. So take advantage of that. You can call in and ask about the discount, and you can get it. If you're on the website, there's the coupon on the homepage. You just plug in the number 17, M as in Mary, Day, M Day for Memorial Day, into the shopping cart. So 17 M Day, and the shopping cart will calculate your discount, or you can use that coupon over the phone. Now, for those of you out there that want to mail in an order, if you have your catalog and your order form, you can definitely write that coupon code on your order form and get it postmarked by Monday to receive the discount, and you can just take 20% off the total on your order. So there you go. Hey, if you're on the website, don't forget, sign up for the newsletters. We have a lot of people sign up for those newsletters. Just last week and the big Monday, a lot of people had to add them to the list. Of course, it's a free newsletter. There's no subscription. And there's a couple. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So you can sign up for both if you want. A lot of you do. And it's completely optional. So you can come off the list if you want. You don't have to stay there. But you have to have email. So this is not a snail mail thing. So you have to have email in order to get the newsletters. Now, of course, some of you, if you're up in Upper State New York, I think, some of the newspapers up there are printing my articles. So I just sent a ton up there to the editor. Apparently, she ran out, and then her readers let her know, and which was cute. Really appreciate that. But, yeah, it's an empowering thing. You know, that's why it's called the Power Herbs. Puts the power back in your hands. That's why it's important. You know, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God said that, and God can't lie. So if you really have faith out there, you would take that to heart and know that our healthcare system is not what it appears to be. Okay, I know we're coming up to a break, and Frank's going to play some really nice bouncy music. He usually does. I sent you some new bumper, Frank. I hope you got it. We're going to be talking about the human organ marketplace, you know, transplants and stuff like that. Kind of creepy and macabre-ish, but, you know, it's an industry. And, you know, some changes are coming down the pike for it. Yeah, I don't know if you heard about it. But if you've got one of those driver's licenses that says you're an organ donor, well, what I got to say in the next segment may give you pause. we're going to be talking about this legal landscape for the sale and transplantation of human organs, because it's changing. That landscape is changing. Organ transplants, they started in 1954. I didn't know they were that far back, you know. So I'm a baby boomer late, so I didn't know it went back that far. I'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about the human organ marketplace. Right before the break, I was mentioning transplants of organs started in 1954, and by the 70s, it was a very popular option. So the current laws in place, which, you know, prevented the black market selling and purchasing of human organs, could also actually change. I mean, we're seeing some nudges that away. So with over 100,000 patients that wait for new organs in just the United States, they're on the Organ Procurement and Transplant Network list, and a large percentage of them aren't going to receive a transplant. So according to the Hoover Institute, patients needing a kidney are on the list an average of 4.5 years, and about 17% actually receive a transplant. Now, compared to 10 years ago, there are now more people on the organ list, pushing up the wait time and reducing the likelihood of getting an organ transplant. So why do you suppose that is? Frank, you got any ideas? You know, just 10 years ago, it's like the list just ballooned with all these people. Why do you suppose people need organs, new ones, somebody else's? Is it diet? Is it chemical drugs? The combination thereof? Is it all, I don't know, the recreational adult beverages? Well, it could be a combination of all those things. But the U.S. has current laws that protect people from having their organs harvested without their consent and prohibiting the free marketplace for organ sales for cash. Okay, Frank weighs in. He says bad food, bad lifestyle, bad spiritual life. Yeah. Yeah. See, it isn't just one thing. It's probably a combination. And we also know that a lot of these drugs cause, you know, weakness and then failure down the road. So I think a lot of it is the internal medicine treatments through drugs. Now, in 1984, the U.S. Congress enacted the National Organ Transplantation Act, and this law made it a crime for hospitals or anyone to produce or procure human organs for the purpose of making money on organ transplantation outside the legal organ transplant laws. You know, this prohibits the cash payments for organs kind of thing, but I don't think Planned Parenthood got that memo. I don't think they did. Well, let's look at the on the horizon. We live in a new area, no common sense, it's all nonsensical stuff, in my opinion, and I thank God I have one. You know, a lot of people don't want to share their opinions anymore. Now, the U.S. Health and Human Services, along with the U.S. Attorney General, have been encouraged to look at ways they can circumvent the National Organ Transplantation Act and make a way for a free marketplace to sell human organs. So there is a lot of money to be made in trafficking of human organs, and there are more than enough patients currently waiting for the transplants. Now, sick patients would mortgage their homes and sell everything they had for a second chance at life, have a new organ. So with diabetes running rampant in the United States, the kidney transplant is the organ that is most in demand. Now, if authorities are successful in establishing a legal free market for human organs, we could see healthy people willing to sell a kidney to get out of debt, right? Pay off their mortgage, pay off their court costs. You know, get their car back. Currently, transplant organs are donated, but the medical expense associated with the organ, its prep work, its harvesting, and then the transplant itself, very expensive. So according to transplantliving.org, the cost of a kidney transplant is currently $262,900. So if people expect to be paid for one of their organs, the cost of transplant is going to go up, and it's going to be passed on to the recipient. So why would we expect that? Well, there is this complication, health risk, for a person who donates an organ, and the statistics are 3 in 10,000 will have a complication. So that means the person selling a piece of themselves may need to absorb some significant medical expenses. And this organ-free market could impact many industries, including medical, life insurance, and so on. However, if the U.S. Attorney General wanted to steer clear of any appearance of a black market and exploitation issues, they will need to prohibit private organ sales, and sales would be regulated by some nonprofit united network of organ sharing or something. Well, let me read you this quote. An alleged letter sent by an influential people to then President Obama and the U.S. Attorney General and the Health and Human Services Secretary said, quote, "We can, for the swift initiation of evidence-based research on ways to offer benefits to organ donors in order to expand the availability of the transplants." Well, Frank weighs in with a good point, Frank. How long, he says, will the IRS start levying delinquent taxpayers for organs rather than money liens? Well, they may compel you to sacrifice an organ to pay off an IRS lien. I could see that, you know. Unfortunately, if you say over my dead body, it may be coming to that. It may come to that. All right, let's look at the government incentives, the possibility. If the federal government approves of a change regarding the human organ market, it may try to deflect some of the expenses that the free market may inflict. For other forms of donor payments have been suggested, like, you know, people who donate an organ may qualify for free health care or a free funeral or disability insurance. And the government may even allow the donor to have, let's say, a special tax credit or a perk on their retirement plan or a special donation in his or her favorite charity, you know, donation in their name. But I wonder how many people would seriously consider parting with a body part for that. You know, some countries now, such as Singapore and Australia, have allowed limited payments to live donors. For example, a kidney can net you $4,000, an extra day of pay for lost time at work, in addition to your $4,000. Another consideration also to improve the supply and demand of all kinds of organs, such as heart and lungs, is to allow donors to sell them when they're alive, but the organ would be harvested when they die. So it's like, you know, pay it forward program kind of thing. So I think they're calling the plan selling forward. And why would authorities in the medical system want that? Think hard. Why would they want that? Well, it's because that some organ donors, after they die, have family which block the harvesting of the organs, and if the donor received compensation ahead of time, this would give the medical establishment grounds to take what they have already paid for. So, slick move. However, it is repugnant. It definitely is. So, what if someone impersonates you? Let's say that happens. You know, you got somebody impersonating your Social Security number, your identity. What if they impersonate you and volunteer your organ and they get the cash? Oh my gosh, right? Now that's just sick. But you got to think of these things. If someone impersonates you, sells an organ forward, for instance, gets paid now, you know, and for some reason, the organs upon your death can't be used. Okay, let's say, I don't know, you were exposed to some sort of toxicity and it destroyed the organ beyond repair, so they can't use it, but they already paid for it. So what now? Well, identity organ theft could become a real problem. You know, or what if you sell your organs forward and you have an accident and your organ gets damaged? Or do you have to get the money back? Something's going back, you know, something is. I think this would open up a whole new professional industry just to manage it, you know. So you have to wonder how a free market in organ sales would operate. Could this open this new job career for organ brokers to protect the best interest of the donor or the recipient? Is it a sale transaction? And in essence, is it a personal real estate transfer of sorts? How does that affect, you know, I guess your taxes? Personal property tax? I would think this would create a whole new specialty law and to represent those who may be misrepresented, lied to, otherwise exploited, you know. I could see attorneys now. I'm in law school. I'm going to specialize in organ transplant law. yeah, it's crazy. Well, let's look at some unanswered questions. So when you have a free marketplace, there is this old tradition that money talks and cash is king. So will more affluent patients be given special treatment? Will there be a system set up for the recruitment of human organs from healthy people? Will this put head injury patients who are in comas at more risk of having their organs permanently removed, with or without family permission? Head injury coma patients can, you know, run up the medical bills into the millions, and insurance companies don't want to pay it. So at the risk of sounding macabish, could medical insurance companies be influenced by the organ free market to refuse to pay for the treatment and suggest you just take the harvesting organs to cover the patient's bill thus far? Uh-huh. I know, I'm just seriously a downer tonight, aren't I? will people who pre-sold organs mysteriously start dying shortly thereafter? Well, there's that movie Coma, right? You know, seriously. I don't put anything past anybody when money's involved, right? Well, let's look at the insurance incentives, since we're talking about stuff like that. If we follow the money, it can answer a whole lot of these questions. Why are they pushing for a free market for organs? Well, in many instances, medical treatments for patients with failing organs can sometimes be more expensive than a transplant. For instance, a kidney transplant costs about $263,000 and can extend the patient's life about 20 years. Compared to kidney dialysis, over a 4 or 5 year period would cost $350,000. So insurance companies already know this. All right, so, well, let's look at the legal consent. That's real important to know. Because in the U.S., it's been established that hospitals must have informed consent from the patient, the donor, or their family before harvesting any organs for transplant. So informed consent is a legal declaration of the donor's wishes. However, there is this push to change that to what is called implied consent. And some countries which have switched over to implied consent are Argentina, Austria, Brazil, Chile, and Denmark. So switching to implied consent is a plan to narrow the gap between supply and demand of human organs. So in the countries with implied consent, it means that after a person dies, their organs can be harvested. End of story. There's no question. There's no thing to sign. It's just happening. So don't die over there. Lord have you. Don't ever die over there. So in these countries, implied consent, and if a family, though, now there is this catch-all, if a family does not want the organs taken, they have to file correct paperwork to block the harvesting. And, right, I bet you, how many times you want to bet those people can't file that paperwork fast enough? It's already done, right? So now, in the United States, you got to remember now, in the United States, harvesting organs costs money. And when, let's say you have a nephew that got in a motorcycle accident and passed away. He was an organ donor on his driver's license. And his parents are in Europe, and so they give you power of attorney until they can get there. And so since he was an organ donor, you say, okay, sure, you know, you can harvest the organs. You ran it by the parents. They're fine with it. So you sign the papers, and they're going to harvest the organs. Well, who pays for the harvesting? Well, the family of the deceased pays for that, okay? The hospital doesn't do the harvesting for free. They get the product for free, and then they get to put it in somebody and get paid. So they get paid for taking it out and putting it in, okay? So the cost of harvesting an organ will range from $65,000 to over $130,000. What family can afford that? You'd have to be pretty wealthy to afford that. So a kidney cost about $67,200 to harvest it. Now the hospital gets a fee for the organ transplant to put it in a patient, and they get hundreds of thousands of dollars to put in an organ, a new organ into somebody. So they get the best of both worlds there. Now some people may say, you know, free market organ, human organ transplant, never going to happen. Well, don't say never, because if Planned Parenthood can exploit the unborn selling their body parts and avoid being punished, what makes you think that modern medicine won't follow in those footsteps? Huh? Right? When it's about money, when it's about money, bad things can happen. So, and it is really, you know, much easier. It's much easier to take care of your original equipment than to want to get, you know, spare parts. God gave us healthy bodies, and we're supposed to have a healthy vessel for the Holy Spirit, and we're supposed to do our due diligence as best we can. And so, and God, I don't think, expected us to rely on the organ transplant industry. So organ cleansing, when you use herbs to cleanse the organs, this is a non-toxic, gentle way to remove impurities which create cellular stress on the organ and create failure and weakness and disease. So you want to, you know, just like you put engine cleaner in your gasoline, or you change your oil and you change the filters on your HVAC, you have to do some maintenance on you occasionally, okay? Because we live in a very toxic world, right? If you've ever had a soft drink, alcohol, a vaccine, antibiotics, dental procedures, any kind of surgical procedure and anesthesia, you have all these toxins that could be trapped in your tissue. Still there. And these create metabolic stumbling blocks for the body and put you at a higher risk of getting ill with something. So the herbs are very gentle at, you know, removing those impurities, drawing them out of the tissue and removing them. So, you know, a little maintenance required on us humans from time to time. Very easy to do, very inexpensive, and no risk, really. I mean, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God said that. Why would he give you something risky? Right? So if you're interested in learning how to cleanse the organs, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They are at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. And, of course, you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Now, and, you know, just put this on your prayer list that people just don't go crazy changing the organ transplant laws and just making us all more anxious about what's going on. You know, and try to stay out of the hospital. Make sure somebody goes with you if you have to be there. Seriously, bad things can happen. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about a little bit of anxiety. And if you can tell the difference between anxiety, attack and heart attack. A lot of times they mimic each other. Patients sometimes, and even physicians, can have a hard time telling which is which. Because a lot of times when you get a heart attack, you feel that squeezing pressure in your chest. Panic attacks can do the same thing. So there are two symptoms you want that look alike, basically. There's a combination of symptoms that confuse people, that they may feel a bit lightheaded, they may have a headache. While they're taking deep breaths, they may feel they have a little bit of chest pain, but then it goes away. And they wonder, is this the beginning of little hiccups to a heart attack? Is this telling me to slow down? Or is just this just a panic attack? Well, rapid heart beat and breathing issues caused by anxiety panic attacks can actually cause the chest pain, giving a person the sensation that they're having a heart attack. Now, anxiety is the most common emotional disorder that affects 40 million adults in the U.S. 18% of the population have anxiety. And anxiety costs our economy about $42 billion a year. And anxiety disorders can often be accompanied by depression, and half the patients diagnosed with depression also have anxiety. Well, here's the types of anxiety. There's more than one type that can be associated with panic attacks. So when you have an understanding of how and why your body is reacting, you can be more discerning and be more in control and hopefully avoid a lot of toxic medications. Anxiety is really fear that something bad is going to happen. And the Bible refers to fear as torment from the devil. So our Creator does not want us to live in fear. So what are the physical and mental signs of anxiety? Well, here's a brief list. You have difficulty sleeping, maybe have rapid heartbeat, you have chest pain or lightheadedness, weakness or tingling in the extremities, as well as difficulty concentrating or experiencing some forgetfulness. Now, it's easy to confuse anxiety and panic attack symptoms with heart attack. Often the anxious person will hyperventilate, which can trigger chest pains, can trigger a weakness and shortness of breath, and even lightheadedness. So a panic attack in itself also releases a lot of adrenaline, which speeds up the heart rate and can cause heart attack-like symptoms. Also, some folks with anxiety are hypersensitive to things like slight chest pains that could trigger a panic attack, you know, a little hypochondria going on there. So how can you tell if your anxiety is kicking up instead of you actually having a heart attack? Well, 5 minutes, you can take really an anxiety test to help you determine which camp you fall into, panic attack or heart attack. You can go to calmclinic.com and take their anxiety test. So you could just use the test to determine, you know, your situation, if it warrants a trip to the doctor or not. You want to use common sense. You know, if your heart's in good health and it's most likely you're just having a little bit of anxiety. So if it gives you peace of mind, you could go see a cardiologist, get a clean bill of health. I mean, you know, diagnosis is okay. It doesn't mean you have to take the treatment they recommend. So there are subtle differences in symptoms to experience panic attack and heart attack. So if you are suffering from a panic attack, these will climax in about 10 minutes and then taper off. Less common for a heart attack. Heart attack doesn't do that. Anxiety, chest pain is sharp and usually in one spot. Heart attacks often generate a dull, radiating pain. Panic attacks do not normally cause vomiting, but is very common for people suffering from a heart attack to vomit. So, you know, there are subtle differences there, but those are pretty much the telltale signs. So you want to get in control. And if you're looking for cardio strengtheners, or if you're looking for herbs that give you a calming feeling without sedation, without addiction, you want to check out thepowerherbs.com because they do have an anxiety, panic attack, depression section. They have some natural formulas there, whole food, organic, and they do have the cardio section as well. So you want to strengthen the cardio, breathe easier, and, you know, go out there and be healthy. That's what it's about. Be well. That's what it's about. I'm out of time, but you can call them at 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog. And don't forget, 20% off Memorial Day special through Monday on orders of $50 or more. Details are online at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.